That generate a lot of offensive opportunities this year. Is that one of the things you've been looking at as a positive as you still look for that first goal of the year?
Yeah, I mean, chances have been there all year. I've had some great looks, and never taken me this long to get the first one, but I mean, the opportunities are there, playing well. I mean, the other parts of the game are there. It just, obviously, you want to get that first one out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, how do you balance that mentally between, I mean, obviously you're always trying to bear down, but when it goes for a little bit longer than you're used to, I mean, what are the things you do to kind of to keep upbeat?
I think it's just making sure you don't let the other parts of your game slack. I mean, guys go through slumps and stuff, and it happens, but at the same time, you can't dwell on it and get down and feel sorry for yourself, and then, you know, the other parts of your game are going to start to hurt as well. And we're playing well, we're winning, that's all that really matters, and I just got to do a good job, a 200-foot game.
You feel like if you get one, you might get a bunch too, like just based on the...
I hope so. I hope that's what happens. Absolutely.
Looking at the game on Thursday night against these guys, obviously the quick start paramount again here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we always have good games with these guys, and the last game was pretty rough, and it was a fun hockey game, and I wouldn't expect anything different. I think it's going to be an intense game again, and hopefully we can come out on top again.
Do you like the way the calendar is set up here, where you play different teams like this almost back-to-back, where you have a short time frame in between?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice when you're playing more often. We had that one stretch where we were off for quite a few days, and it's tough to... It's a different speed, right? You can practice hard all week, but once you get into a game, it's totally a different monster. But when you're playing, and especially when you're playing well like we have been, I mean, it's good to be going as often as we are, and especially seeing teams that we haven't seen too long ago, you're familiar with them, and you have some video from only two games ago that can keep your mind refreshed, and I don't think they're going to change too much in the last couple of days, their tendency, so it should be a good one.
Your group. Getting Adam Lowry back into the lineup, obviously a player you saw a lot of last year on a line with him. What does he bring? And maybe comment on the new look, sort of bottom six, and what you think those two lines can do.
Well, it's great having him back in the lineup. He plays hard every night. He's responsible in all assets of the game. I mean, he's a 200-foot player. It's good to have him back. I know he was frustrated there for a while, and with his back being sore, and now it's good to have him back. And I mean, he's a key piece to our puzzle here. He comes every night, he competes, sticks up for teammates, hits hard, and he can also chip in offensively.
A long chat with Paul before the morning skate. Can you share any of that with us? Or
We were just talking about breakfast and how his night was, and just, you know, the regular stuff.
You guys have played a lot, and you finally get a break after tonight without playing again until Friday. Do you like the way that your club's been able to put what you have together here and do it in such a short span?
Yeah, I mean, not really too sure what you're asking there. It's just,
you played a lot of games here.
Yeah, I mean, we had a tough stretch there, and we played well. And, yeah, we got a couple days to rest. It's a little different being on the road this time than the last time where we were at home for all those days. But it's not as long a break, I don't think. And I'm sure after tonight, our bodies will need a little bit of rest anyway. So because I expect it's going to be a hard game.